All right, so here we are at the KRC, KidsReadComics.org extravaganza at the Ann Arbor Art Center in lovely Ann Arbor, Michigan, AnnArborArtCenter.org, with me, oh, by the way, hi, it's me, Jersey, and
Dan Michigan,
who you may remember from the Comics Are Great podcast episode one, Syncopated Writing.
Because comics are great.
I think so.
Yeah.
And also is fellow KRC co-organizer Edith Burney.
Yep, that's me.
And so what are we on? We're like a good chunk of the way through the day. It's 1:30 in the afternoon. The mini comics workshops are going on. We had so many people show up. We had to create an overflow room for a secondary workshop. That's a good sign.
It's exciting. Lots of kids.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it, Dan?
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, I love seeing these kids. Their rapt attention when some of the activities are going on, when we had Joe Fu doing his nursery rhyme Mad Libs kind of drawing thing,
yeah.
and the quick draw earlier, it was just great. The kids were really there.
Yeah.
And we tried to provide them with different opportunities. You know, if they needed to just go color, if they needed to just go draw, because some kids, they just don't want to listen. They want to go draw. We have this great room upstairs that has all of these squares that are just laid up against the wall, and there's markers and pencils, and the kids are just drawing things like dinosaurs and unicorns and robots. It's really cute.
Yeah, so we really should thank the Ann Arbor Art Center 10 times over for giving us this amazing space for the day.
We're not worthy!
it's fantastic. This is a beautiful space. They have set it up in a way that has really made it just tremendous fun for the kids, and I think for the parents too. I think the parents are having a great time.
I think so too. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the parents are sticking around for the workshops. Yeah. Which,
and participating.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second, because that is not always common in comics workshops. I mean, Edith, you do a lot of comics programming at the Chelsea District Library. What's the URL for that again?
Chelsea.lib.mi.us.
Libraries have the best URLs. but I mean, like, parents don't always stick around for that. They usually, a lot of times, will drop off the kids and go do something else.
That's right. It's their grocery shopping time. It's with dealing with another sibling time. So when you get the whole family coming in to sit down and participate together, that's just a really special moment for both the kid and the parent to do something together, not have mom be like, I know how to do this better.
Yeah.
And so that they're on the same level almost.
On the same page, as it were.
On the same page. Yeah. You know what I found to be really terrific earlier in the day was the panel that you helped run with the young creators, kids who make comics.
Oh, that's right.
With one as young as 8 years old.
Yeah.
And they were able, with your prodding, of course, but they were able to talk about their creative process, about why they love comics, why they do comics, what comics mean to them, and how it's become this valuable, important part of their lives.
And it was hilarious, too. I mean, those kids were cracking jokes, one set after the next. I loved the aspirin.
Aspirin Man
is so fantastic.
And did you see at the end where kids were coming up to them to get them to do sketches? Uh-huh. So they were like treated like celebrities for a minute there. That was really neat.
Kids asking sketches of other kids, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. It's just it was just great. And to have this Natalia, the 8-year-old, not be able to answer the question, how long has she been doing comics, because it's been so long from maybe when she was 3, but she wasn't sure.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, how wonderful is that? It was also great to hear that they started doing comics by copying.
Yeah.
Which I think is undervalued sometimes as a means of getting into doing it.
Tracing is an incredibly fun activity, and it gives kids confidence that they can actually draw the shapes that will make characters. And so it's wonderful. Also, I love the fact that some kids came into it late. We had a girl up there who maybe started when she was 12. She's like, you know what? I'm going to start doing comics. That's fine. You can start when you're 65, you know?
Yeah.
It's good.
So this, I think, will be a good... We're going to post lots more pictures on kidsreadcomics.org of this event, and videos and audio from this event. And so we should say to people that this is a preview of what's to come this June 18th and 19th.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So signing off, everybody. Jersey Drozd.
Dan Mishka.
Edith Burney.
Okay, bye.